Before we get back into the sugya of Yesh Chupal Apsulais, Ein Chupal Apsulais, I would just like to go over quickly the Gemara and Daf Nun Zayin Amid Aleph towards the bottom to explain better the Atula Shainis in Rashi. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan had asked Rabbi Shaya Ashayla, Fepetsue Dake Koyin marries a Bas Geirim if she's permitted to eat Trume. The Gemara was Mefalpo, according to his the Shaila. The Gemara, let's just go over quickly the end of the Gemara. Lalibe Dahai Tane, Disnan Rabbi Leza Ben Yaakov Oimer, Isha Bas Geirim Loisinose Lekohune Achete Imo Mi Yisrael. Rabbi Leza ben Yaakov says that an isha that's abaz geirim, that means if both parents are geirim, loitinose lekohuna achitei ima miyisrael. So she's, here we're speaking about a kosher ekoyim. So Rabbi Leza ben Yaakov said, if the mother is also a geiris, so a kohen is not permitted to marry her. If the mother is abaz yisrael, then a kohen is permitted to marry her. So according to Rabbi Leza ben Yaakov, he had a shayla. Kashris mitoisve bo v'ochlo. Oidu mekedusha mitoisve bo v'loi ochlo. We'll see the Rashi the two l'shaynis. Toshmak ki osa ravachi bachinin midroima osi v'aisim masnisim biyodei. We have a pasuk. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says as follows. Alibe dahai tane kami boile. So Rashi says Rabbi Yochanan. This was the shaila of Rabbi Yochanan. Ochi goin de ima mi Yisrael. Now, we hear this memra of Rabbi Leza ben Yaakov that Ima mi Yisrael is Ksheira le Kohune. Now, and according to Rabbi Leza ben Yaakov, we had a Shaila. Kashres itaisve bo uruye le Kohune. That's what he said. Velav kedushe la kruyeko. But it's lav kedushe la kruyeko. That means Rabbi Leza ben Yaakov said she's kosher le Kohune. So now, we're claiming a shayla, does the Yiddish Mame make her also Kodesh Lekol? So maybe there's no Kiddushes Kol, Umuteres Lepzuladake, Vecheles Mimonepshe, then she'll be permitted to eat Trume. Diname Bigdushose Koye, Philipzuladake Koyin is Bigdushose Koye, Arezu Meteres Loy. Mishum Ptsuedake loy mitzerba do le ikriko. Al Ptsuedake there's no isa, because le ikriko, aydul me kedushe nami itoisvebo. Ukol ikri, maybe a Jewish mother brings kedushas kol, vaasura le Ptsuedake, vloy ochlo. So the shaila in the Gemara was as follows. According to the first lashon, Rabbi Loza ben Yaakov told us that Abbas Yisrael is machshir. If the mother is Abbas Yisrael, she's machshir the daughter Likohune. The Gemara Klada Shaila, does the mother Abbas Yisrael makadish the daughter Kedushas Kol? Does she have Kedushas Kol also, or doesn't she have Kedushas Kol? And the Gemara brings a posik that the Apatsuadake Koyin that married a Bas Ger and the mother of the Israelis is Mutta to Itrume. So what do we see Lamaise? That a mother, a Israelis, only brings Kedushas Kohune and not Kedushas Kol. That is the Shakla Vitalia in the Gemara according to the first lashon of Rashi, Zakt Rab Chaim. So how do we understand this? So Rab Chaim says, because Legabi Kedushas Kol, there's a klal mishpachas aim, ene kruye mishpoche. To be in klal Yisrael, if the father is a ger, so the daughter is a ger. That's not a kal gerim lo yikra kol. So you only get Kedushas Kol, only if the father is a Yisrael. The father's a ger and the mother is the Israelis, so that we have a klal mishpachas ein akruya mishpacha. Lefiyem is that's maskonas agmor. So and therefore she doesn't have kedushas kol, and therefore a tzuadaka koyin is permitted to be bayala, and she eats trumet. That is according to the first lashon of Rashi. Lishna achine mipi amoire, and Rab Chaim says the Rambam also learned like the second lotion. Bas ger vigiyoiris komiboile alibe de Rabbeleza ben Yaakov. The Shaila was not by a bas ger and the imo is a Yisraelis. No. That's kosher lekune. The Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov said, we're claiming a shaila if the mother was a giyoris also, alibed Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. Now, what is our shaila? What is our shaila? My kashres itoisva bahach de ima mi Yisrael lakruye kol. So all of a sudden we're claiming a shaila. Maybe, according to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, a Yiddish imame creates Kedushas Kol. Avol bas ger v'giyoyres lav koli v'ochlo, so mamela then she's permitted to eat trume shumateres lepzuadake. Aye, if she's a bas ger v'giyoyres, so how is he? So there's no kedushas kune. By lav b'kedushas koy, the titzar alei mishum kune. That we're assuming that a p'tzuadaka koyin does not is lav b'kedushas koy. Oidulme kedusha itoisva bo linose lekuhune. Or maybe the mother that says the Israelis is moisev kedusha. Vahach the ein imo mi Yisrael ne de kedusha lesbo kashres mi ha isbo, but kashres the kashres lekol de is ubechlal kol hi and is bechlal klal basur lev tzuadake v'loy ochlo. Now let us explain the second lashon of Rashi. The Gemara, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov had said that a kohen kosher is permitted to marry a bas ger if the mother is a Yisraelis. So Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Zicha said that a mother, a Yisraelis, brings with itself Kedushas Kune. That's clear. That's what Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov said. Now the Gemara cleared a shaila, does the mother Yisraelis bring with itself Kedushas Kol also? This is called Kashris. Or the mother Yisraelis does not bring with itself Kedushas Kol? She's kosher b'kol afilu without the mother Yisraelis. Ager and Giyaris also have Kedushas Kol. That's like Rabbi Yehuda, that Kal Gerim Ikru Kol. Now what is Pshat in the Gemara? So Rab Chaim says that this Loshen held a person who is possibly, who does not have Kedushas Kol, is zicha not kosher lekune. That's no shaila about it. You can't split it and say that it's kosher lekune, but it doesn't have Kedushas Kol. No. That is, if in order to be kosher lekune, you have to have Kedushas Kol. It doesn't work differently. Now, there's only one shaila. So if Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov said that a kohen is permitted to marry a bas ger, that the mother's a yidden, so I know klo, this bas zicher has kedushas kol. That's no shaila about it. If she's mutter lekune, she has kedushas kol. That's no shaila about it. Now I only have one shaila. Did she get the kedushas kol from the mother? But a ger and a giyores won't have kedushas kol? Or, als ger and giyores, she also has kedushas kol. And Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov only said that the mother brings kedushas kuna, but kedushas kol she has from before. So the second lashon, this lashon of Rashi, holds two yesodes. Yesod number one, that it's impossible that there should be kedusha lekahune without kedushas kol. That's yesod number one. So if Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that she's mutter lekohune, so kol choch this kedushas kol. The shaila is, did the mother make kedushas kol? She had kedushas kol before the Yiddish mother. That's the whole shaila in the Gemara. Now, let us say one more thing. According to the first tzad, that she has kedushas kol because of the mother, so what's the klal with mishpachas aim eine kruye mishpache? So Rab Chaim said that kedushas kol has nothing to do with mishpache. This is a kedusha what one can receive from a mother. Kedushas kol, that's what the second lashon held, that kedushas kol has nothing to do with mishpache. So Mamela, so she could get kedushas kol from the mother. So now let's explain the shaila of the Gemara. So if she gets kedushas kol from the mother, so comes out a bas ger v'giyoris does not have kedushas kol, so p'tzua dake koyin will be permitted to marry her because there's no kedushas kol and lab kedushas koyin. That's the first side. The second tzad is that no, she has kedushas kol from before. She has kedushas kol from before. Ger v'geyoris have kedushas kol. Now, what does the pasuk tell us? The pasuk tells us that a bas ger v'geyoris is mutter betrume. So al kol choch a ger v'geyoris does not have kedushas kol. That's why it's patsu dakakain is mutter, is the basgev gyos is mutter betrum after husband is a patsu dakakain. And the kedushas kol, with the emes you get from a Yiddish mother. That is lemaise the maskonas agamore. That is the maskonas agamore. So according to the Rambam, we learn from this Gemara Yesod that kedushas kol one gets from a mother. That's the maskonas haGemara. The Rambam paskins lahaloche that if there was a bas from a ger in a bas Yisrael, not allowed to marry a mamza because they have kedushas kol. And the Rambam got it from this Gemara. The Rambam learned like the second lashon of Rashi, and he got it from this Gemara. Now we are in the middle of Tosfos and Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Just let's review quickly what we had in the Gemara. We had like this, the Gemara, that we had a machloikis Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, Yesh chupa lepsulois. And Tosfos explained, and Shmuel said, Ein chupa lepsulois. So Tosfos explained Shitas Rashi as follows. Rashi says it is speaking about that they made chuppe without kedushin. They made chuppe without kedushin. And Tosfos says, so if they made chuppe without kedushin, the only way it can work is if we hold, according to Rav Huna, that chuppe is also a kinyan kedushin. Kesef, shtar, bia, and chuppe can make kedushin. That's in the normal case. So now we're speaking about that a koyin made chuppe in a grusha. So we have here, now in Yesod, Rav and Shmuel hold like Rav Huna, that if it wouldn't be a psula, chuppah would be koine, she'd become his wife. But now, a koyin made a chuppah in a gerusha, and now we have a problem, that's psulois. There's a nisabiyah. So we have here a machloikis, does this chuppah help, and does this chuppah pasul? So Rav says, the chuppah helps, just like according to Rav Huna, every chuppah is koyne, this chuppah is also koyne, number one. And number two, this chuppah will passel the grusha. Because chuppah is different than kesef, shtar, or bir, which doesn't, chuppah is different than kesef, shtar, which doesn't passel according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. There it's only a kinyan. It's the kinyan makes a mishtameres labir psula, but that doesn't passel according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. But chuppah is like equivalent to a knisa labir, since a kirev labir. So therefore, this kinyan will passel a filu according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. So that was Rav's memre. Rav said, yeish, chuppah lepsuleis, the chuppah is koine, and it passels according to everyone, a filu according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. Shmuel said, ain chuppah lepsuleis. The musig of chuppah does not apply by psulis, as we had mentioned last week, the Taisvus Arosh says, the whole kinyan of chuppah is akirav labiyah. But if there's an isa livel, so we can't consider this as akirav labiyah. Dil memimlech, the Taisvus Arosh says. Maybe he'll get a hero tshuva, he won't be boiled. So we can't consider this chuppah a step closer to be a tchila knisa labiyah because they're psulis. So therefore, Shmuel holds that the chuppah isn't kain at all. There's no such kinyan of chuppah. And therefore, according to Shmuel, afilu according to Rameya, that holds that kedushin, kedushe aveira pasels, that's kesef and shtar, but chuppah won't be kain at all, because ain chuppah lepsulais. This is how Tosfos understood Pshat and Rashi. Now, let us go towards the end of the Tosfos. It's Betzim, it's around 15 lines towards the end of Tosfos. V'kosha l'ri al perish akunteres. V'kosha l'ri al perish akunteres. The lishne, the kama rami bachome. So now Tosfos is going to test a few kashas on Rashi. Rami Bachome had said that Rav and Shmuel went to extremes. Rav said, if there's a chuppah, I feel according to Rabbi Elazar Shimon it will passel. Shmuel said, if there's a chuppah only, I feel according to Rav Meir won't passel. And Rami Bachome said, no, according to Rav Meir, just like Kedushim passels, a chuppah will passel, that's called Mishtameres will be a psula. According to Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon, just like Kedushim doesn't passel, chuppah also won't passel. So the Ri asked, the Lishna Dekoma Rami Bachome, L'Rav Meir Da'oma Kedushim pasli, chuppah nami pasla. That was the Lashna of Rami Bachome. Mashmed the Airi Bechuppe Sha'acha Kedushin. So it seems we're not speaking about you made Kedushin with Chuppe. The I Bechuppe Beloy Kesef, if we're speaking about Chuppe without Kesef, Ha'chuppe Nami Kedushini. So Chuppe is also Kedushin. So how could you say, according to Ramei, the Kedushin passels, Chuppe will also passel. The chup is kedushin. The chup is also kedushin. V'lehav leila meima stam kedushin ala kesef ishtar. He should have said, according to Rav Meir, that kesef passels, chupa will passel. Fine, but don't say, according to Rav Meir, that kedushin passels, chupa will passel. Chupa is kedushin. So don't differentiate between kedushin and chupa, since chupa is also kedushin. The oit hiksha rabbeinu tam, the leperish akunteris, also Rab Ushmul the Loike Haloch. So then this whole sugya, Rab Ushmul, is not Aliba the Hilchese. The Loikeim along ke Rav Huna. We don't pask in like Rav Huna. We don't pask in that Chuppis Koine. With the Oma Bereish Kedushin, Minyone the Reishe, Lemiyute Chuppe. The Gemara says, it says, Isha Niknus Besholish Drochim. Because of Ishtar Abiyah, Minyone the Reishe, Lemiyute Chuppe. So it means the more the Stam Gemara says that's Psham the Mishnah. According to Rav Huna, we have to find a different meal. Yeah. The Lishmuel, the Omar in Chupalipsulis, according to Shmuel. Shmuel holds that Ein Chupalipsul, that is no Kenyan Chupal by Psulis, Avalok Sheirish Yes Chupal. For Avai, or Rafune Yalef, the Chupal Koinami Atzada Shove, the Kesav Ishtarabi. Rafune learns that Chupal is Koini, learns that from Kesav Ishtarabi. Now, according to Vahashte, Ikele Mifrech, Mala Tzada Shova Shebehen, Shekein Koinim Bipsulois. Kesef Shtarabi is Koinim Bipsulois. Taime Bechupe, Shaf Acha Shetilmoit Shekoin, that means even you'll learn out that it will be Koinim, and Koinim Bipsulois. So that is a pichan the mahatzad. How can you say that chupe is equal to kesef shtarabiyah? Because even if you learn out chupe, it'll still be less than kesef shtarabiyah, because it can't be koinah by psulais. The b'rei gavne shayichi pircha. This also shayich a pircha. Now let's not go into the rayas of Taisvus. So the kitzer, Taisvus does not like Rashi's pshat. Let's skip two lines. V'nire l'ri keperish rabbeinu tam. So now Taisvus wants to learn a different pshat in Agamore. Agamore is not speaking about that he made chuppah alone, because chuppah alone is nothing. The bechuppah she'acha kedushin ayri rab ushmu. They're speaking about chuppah after kedushin. Now, if it's chuppah after kedushin, so how can Rav say according to everyone it's possible, and Shmuel says according to no one it's possible if it's chuppah after kedushin? So the kedushin will passel al kaponim according to Rav Meir. So Taisvus says, "Ba nisalmelo oynis garsha de masnisen kaime." You don't understand. He made erusin. And then he made chuppe, and then he died. Is Rav Oma yesh chuppe lepsuloi? So Rav says yesh chuppe lepsuloi. So I made it like this. So we hear in the Mishnah, if he dies after Eresin, she's yicha permitted to eat truma. That's what it said in the Mishnah. The whole Rav Meir that was machmel, that said mishtameres lebiya psula is posel to eat truma, is only speaking about kolzman the Eresin iskayim. The minute he dies, she's mutati trume. But now, besides making erisin, they made chuppe. So now, we hear the anu machlekes. Rav oma yesh chuppe le psulais. Ve'im nisalmo nisgarshu acha chuppe, psulais lekule yalme. Now, the chuppe will pass according to everyone. According to Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Shimon also. Given the yesh chuppe, v'chuppe chshive kebiya livso li'olam. Chuppah is like bia and it passels loylam. Erisin only passels kozman the ishus is in existence. But chuppah is like bia and chuppah passels loylam. Shmuel omar ein chuppah lipsulois. Shmuel holds ein chuppah lipsulois. There's no such thing as chuppah by a psula. Baben is alman is garshim and erisin the ksheris afilu la Rav Meir. So my mele is afilu according to Rav Meir it's kosher. So it's beautiful. Taisvus says, Kralet speaking about the made chuppe after Erisin. So forget about Rav Huna. And the shaila is, if this chuppe will make a psul noisof That'll be osar afilo after geirishin, after Mises Abal. That's according to Rav. And according to Shmuel, this chuppah cannot add on anything to the eirishin because ain chuppah lepsulas. That's about, I mean, Abdukshas afilo rameya. Oh, the like a boy lay a mas nisen din is alma and is garsha, so why didn't the gemore bring the machlekes on the safety mission is alma and is garsha? Shem da plukte da ramei ve rabbeloz ve rab shimen kaim, the going on the machlekes of ramei ve rabbeloz, is the one to say that the machlekes does not apply if there was a chuppah, yes or no. That's why the gemore doesn't bring down that we're speaking about on this case. Now, Rami Bar Choma is a little difficult to understand according to Tosfos. Why? Because, like this, we learn Shat, Rami Bar Choma said there's no maila in Chuppah. Chuppah is also Mishtamer, whatever Kedushin does, Chuppah would fine. But now, according to Tosfos, we're speaking about that we want, according to Rami Bacham, we have to say that Chuppah does more according to Rami, that the Pasul's Loila, because without the Pasul Loila, you don't need the Chuppah. You have here the Eirisin that will Pasul. So Akocha, we are speaking about it was Eirisin, and then he died. So Rami Bacham is saying that the Chuppah passes Loilam according to Rameya that holds that Eres and Passel. So now it doesn't flow too good. I mean, if Rami Bacham did not see any Yisrael Maile in Chuppah over Eresen, and therefore according to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, it's nothing. So where did he see according to Rameya it is something? Omar Shmuel u'moideli abo. Now, Shmuel said that Rav is moide to me, even though he holds Yeshchupa lepsulois, but Rav is moide to me that if a person made chupa in a prusa mibas gimel, it won't passel. Just like beer doesn't passel, so chupa also won't passel. Now, Shmuel said a loshen u'moideli abo. Like Moshe Perish Bekuntres Loshen Chshivis, that's how Shmuel called Rav, Rebbe Adoni, Alakacha Yishmoy Shal Rav. Now, Abbe was the name of Rav. Kedepirish Be'oruch Be'erich Abbe. The Oruch said that was his name, so Shmuel called him by his first name. Kedom Amrinim Bebrochis, Ilo Maisi Ardiloyi Begoizlaya La'abbe. The Gemara is speaking about this is a kinuach sude. So if they would bring Adiloy v'gezlai la'abe, so he would zicher want it. Zicher he's tov for such a kinuach sude. So it's a mishlam by our Gemara. Shmuel is saying you can say blush and covered. But here we're speaking about what Rav enjoyed to eat. So if it said Abe, Mr. That was his name. The Rav Kahane, the Omar, Domi, Pumi, the Abe, Kedleitoim, Tavshila. That the way Rav is talking, like he never was Toim a Tavshil. The Reish is a gaze now, I'm a man, Reish Sidra Bebovo, who's the Reish Mesifte, Amalai Abba Ariche, the tall Abbe. So it seemed that it's his name. So if it's his name, not I say it's a problem. Tzas Koshal Rav Kahane, Shoye Talmidei Shal Rav, Bishleim Shmuel wasn't a Talmud, so Shmuel could call Rav by his name. Rav Kahane was a Talmud of Rav, Hayecha Yekoyre L'Rav Bishmoy, so how is he permitted to call Rav with his name? Ubechele come and name an enash geichazib neshekora rabbi bishmoy called Elisha with his name. By his name, Vishemo Mishum Derav Kahane Talmid Chover Derav Habe. That the whole Iser to call a rabbi Bishmoy is if he's a full-fledged Talmud. But if he's a Talmud Chover, there's no Iser. Kedemrine Pekechadine Momenis, Kain Rav Kahane Veravasi Deligmori Derav Habe Tzrichi, the Bekiyas of Rav they needed, Ulesfori Derav they have Tzrichi, but the Lomdas of Rav, they didn't need Rav, they were Lomdim themselves. So Memele, so a Bechinef and a Talmud Chava is permitted to call the Rebbe by his first name. The Beseva Bekam and Amyoma de Shaila Rabbi Yochanan called Sveike de Havale. So Vaistachois that Rav Kahana was a big man. He was able to be Poshit Rabbi Yochanan Sveike. So Memele, so therefore he was a Talmud Chava of Rav, and Taisu says that Talmud Chava is permitted to call the Rebbe by his name. Our Gemara brought down a Mishnah. The Mishnah said the different halachas by Basha Lashonim V'Yemechot. And let's just go over quickly those halachas. The Mishnah says Basha Lashonim V'Yemechot Miskadeshes Bebiya Bimbol Yavam Kone. That is what we hear in the Mishnah. What is v'chayovna mishameishes ish? Perish. Im kibul bo avia kedushin. If a father was mekabel kedushin, now someone was boyla, so he's chayev al tzayishasish. She was boyla neishasish. She's a bas bia. The time the mai itzich lemisni the misayfe shaminela the ktoni vimbola echad mikol ha'arayis mumosin al yodo. That from if there will be any of their arayis, so they die mumosin al yodo. The Ashes Ish Bechlal, Kedemucha Bepeg Ben Seire Meire. Vafilu Beheme Bechlal, Kedemucha Bepeg Abba Mises. That means Vachayovim, it says, Vachol Arayis, Vimbole Echmikal Arayis, Mimosum Al Yodo, Imis Koilol All Arayis, Vafilu Bias Beheme, Vishmaitet Atakola Vekolam. So Mamela Sotaisus is asking a Meire Dike Kashe. That means, why do you pick out one Erve, V'chayovim Shemeshus Ish? And then two lines further, V'chol Arayis Mumosin Al Yoda. So finished. So you say, V'chol Arayis Mumosin Al Yoda, first you say, Miskadeshus Bebiya. So I know she's married. Finished. So she's a Neshus Ish. Then you say, you know, if she's a Neshus Ish, if someone will be boy, will be chayev. Then he goes a little further, you know, all arayis achayiv. I mean, that's ridiculous. If you say that all arayis achayiv, so I'll know, eshishish, and then the arayis, after the behemoth, the Gemara says. So the Gemara, yeah, benir elari. So Taisa used to say a different shah. The koi ayim bole yovam kono. But kamash melon, so he wants to tell us, the kono kinyan gomo midiraise, v'layhavi kebiyas ben teishe diktoni bahi mishne, tahosam lekona elo midarabona, kedemrin also bias ben teishe kemaime begodu, the matina lo midiraise pekaba misis be kama dikdushin, masha yinaf es aishes ish prat la aishes cotton. So the Gemara wants to tell us, the Mishnah wants to tell us as follows. A Taisus L'shitos, a Taisus holds that a bias cotton is not koine at all, minatayra, not like Rashi. A bias cotton is not koine at all. So here he's coming to tell us, Yovan Boleo, but that's after, if the boil is a cotton, the boil is a cotton. So then we have ek ish ashinefes eishes ish, prat leishes kot. But if the niv elas is a ktane, and the yovam is a godel, so then the Mishnah says, vimbola yovam kona, number one. And number two, the chayov nalem ishem eishes ish. You shouldn't say it's kona, but there's no chiyav misa on this. No, it's kona. And if the nivellus is a ktana, the chayavna mishumayish is each. Fine. The kosher. The beperik ben seire daik mino, shahuchem bedini nefoshis acha haroit. The Gemara clears a shaila, do you go basaroiv by dinei nefoshis? That's me once saw a svarim, that just like there's a klal in hilchem b'momen acharoiv. So the pshat is, that the birur of roiv is not strong enough to be mitzi momen from a muzik. So there's a svarim to say, maybe the birur roiv is not strong enough to be mitzi a nefesh from a person also. He's muzik benafshay. You want to kill him? So who says roiv is strong enough? So, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, it says, Chayov Mishemeshes Ish, so Araye Vachilchin Menefoshes Acha Haray. Shechem Bedini Nefoshes Acha Haray. What, where did he say, the Eloy Azlinom? Because the Gemara says, if you don't go Bosaroi, is Nechesh Dilma Eilenesi. Maybe this Bas Gimel Shonim is an islandess. Now, when she's 3 years old, we can never tell. There's not Nikra Nismani islandess. But maybe she is an islandess. Vadate dahochi loy kodish. And he never wanted to marry an islandess. It's Kedushay Toys. Ulahai Perusha. So, Mimela, that's it's telling us. Hilchim ben Nefoshi Sacharei. I don't clear, maybe she's an islandess, Reb Noshim, I'm not islandess, so I assume that she's not an islandess, so it's not Kedushay Toys, and therefore it's Chayav Mishmei Shesish. Olahai Perusha Dekoy Ayimbo Aleho Yovam. Now, but Taisus, I just said a Psepshat, it's speaking about that the Yovam was Miyavma. Amai Porich, what's the Kasha Nechesh Dilme Adaita Dahochi Lekodish? So what is the problem? So talking about Kedusha now. So which Kedusha are we speaking about? Haino Ochiv Horisha. So you have to say, maybe the first brother did not want to marry her if he would have known that she's an islandess. Fine. The Yitztarech Loima, and we'll also have to inject into the Gemara, Vainami adaita dahoche layibe. So see from Toysus Amoyra de Kizach. That Toysus holds that if a person, this is a Rishashi that says this, that if a person wants to be koinan isha and he thinks she's a yevome, and really she's not a yevome, but he wanted to be koinah, so he'd be koinah her as kedushin. He would be koinah. So Memele, so the Gemara wants to say what we should be afraid of. So the Gemara is saying, so let's be afraid she's an islandess. And the first brother didn't want to marry her. The second brother didn't want to marry her when he was Miyabim. And therefore, so why? So Memele, we have two Kedushay Tois already. So why is a person Chayiv Misav his Boyla? Maybe she's an islandess, and there was two Kedushay Tois. Is a raya that you go bosaroy, and I don't clear. She's an islandess. So memele, shalom al Yisrael. That's what the Gemara says. So when the Gemara was chayish for miut, when the Gemara mentioned, so the Gemara's only chash was, maybe there were two kids, maybe the first brother didn't want to marry an islandess, maybe the second brother didn't want to marry an islandess. So Mela Bayasi Chayiv. So Taisva says, Havale Lemif, so Mela, in order to ask a kasha, you have to assume both didn't want to marry an islandess. Havale Lemif Rechtfei, forget, if it's speaking about that a ball, Yovam Kono, Havale Mifrech Tvei, Neichish Dilma Adaita Dahochi Kodesh Ochi Varish. He said, Bungfakert. Maybe the first brother wanted to marry her even though she's an islandess. The Shuvaina Eishis Yavim. Then she's not Eishis Yavim because she wasn't kinda by an islandess. Ashetele Prat Lailness. She's an Eishis Och. So Mamela, why does the Gemara is only making problems? The Gemara says, if we're chayish lamiyad, we could have problems over here. And what's the problems that the Gemara mentions? The problem is maybe the first brother didn't want to marry an islandess.
So what? But the second brother wanted to marry. No, maybe the second brother also didn't want to marry a nihilist. And therefore, you have a kash. Why is chayav mishameishus? That's the Gemara's kash. So Tosfos asks, why do you have to ask the kasha with two maybes? I'll ask you a better kasha. Maybe the first brother wanted to marry an islandess. So she's not a neshishish anymore. So she was the wife of the first brother. Now she doesn't follow Yibum because an islandess doesn't follow Yibum. She's a neshishach. So me'mele, so there's no, it's not shy, chayovim. That's what the Gemara should have said. I have a little hakshis bistam, neichish, do my island is, let's not go into protim. You want to be Makadish, you want to be, if she's announced, there'll be a lot of problems. A Bechalinian. Ben Adaiti Dochi, Kodish, Ochivarishan, Oiloi Kodish, you want to be Makadish, you want to be Makadish. Hey, neichish, yovo. Why does the Gemara, that means, this Lachaya from the Gemara would seem not like the Isra said, not speaking about yovo, but speaking about some of the Eishishish. They have the most to say, Adaiti Dochi Kodish. Yeshleima the noket adaiti dochi leikodish mishum de miseifa nami boile mifrach, because the Gemara wants to ask also from the safe and boile echod mikol arayis mumosim al yod the mireisha hoye yodeya the motzilishnu yamai chayovim diktoni kol. The Gemara knew chayov mishum eishasish could mean chayovim kol, and on kol you go basaray. So mamele and the Reisha, the Stam say nothing but to talk about. There's no din in the Foshes. Could be the Reisha is only speaking about Kolm. Could the Mishani lay? Uporich homil mosim k'toni. So mos is fine. The Chayovim could be Kolm, but it says mumosim ayoda. Mumosim is kailul all arayis, say shishish, etc. But kair zehik shibitchile. That why you have all say shishish? I have al tzei shesish, if you're a makabal kedushin, a mishabin be the kibbele alav, a pteirish, besef. Aber bereish loilam tzoch loime, machi yom diktoni kom, dosim lani midi, mashi kibbele alav, that the first brother was makabal, kide pirashna, because she's not an eishes hayovom, if she's an islandess. Priva perish ditzrich vachayvala mishmeshe shish. Di lav diktoni lo hav mekmin nivimbole echad mikol arayis stavke barayis v'loi bebehime. Aval hash the diktoni vachayvala mishmeshe shish. Speaking about the father's mekabal kedushin. Eish shish vu adin kol arayis. Ol arayis. Sula yitzrich saif kol arayis mumosim al yodo. Because it says chay mishmeshe shish vu din ol arayis. Elo mishum behema. Now I say that the save comes to be ma'aba, that a behema will be boyelo. So it's a mumosim al yoda. But kair zedai pek dalad misis the whole arayis atul a behema. Teide de beseve gabi ben teishik toni kol arayis shibeter mumosim al yodoi. Kolochi toni beniskola behema al yodoi. Amale have a behema bechlal kol arayis. And therefore, that what in the reisha the gemore accepted for a double poshet, the mumosim kol arayis al yodo comes to include behime, is because v'chayav mishumei shishish includes kol arayis. So therefore the save is coming to be ma'abe behime. Now, we had in the Mishneh, niseis lekayin eicheles betrumen. Let me just give you a shtickle hagdome, how the Taisus Arosh learns pshat in the next Taisus. He says, Taisus had a kashe, Taisus had a ore. The Gemara wanted to say that a prusami bas gimel, kivin she ain lo bia, ain lo chupa, and the Gemara brings it a raya from the Sefer. And it says that a bas gimel is mifsula bebiye, so mish mifsula bebiye, mifsula bechupe, pchusim bas gimel, le mifsula bebiye, le mifsula lechupe. So he says, Taisvus hera ha'ore, here it says, nisuin nises lekoyin eicheles betrume. So it would seem that only a bas gimel it shayich nisuin. Less than a bas gimel, it's not shayich nisuin. So we see from over here that ein chupe lepchusa mi bas gimel. So he says, Taisus had a kasha, why didn't the Gemara bring down over here from this din that ain't nesuin lepusami bas gemara? That was Taisus' kasha. Nises lekoin echelas betrume. So Taisus says, aval pusami bas gemara. Kiven de lav bas biyehi, loy bodeklo, vikala mechesh le simpum, v'gam choyzer umeshalcho le beis avia, ulohochi le ochlo. So Taisus says something very interesting. From here you can't bring any raya. Afilo you'll tell me yesh chupa le prusa mi baskimo. And she has a din nesuet. She won't eat trume. Why won't she eat trume? He says, because what is the reason that a nesuah does eat trume? The reason is, because the reason a nerusa doesn't eat trume, maybe that she has mumim, and so it's kedushei tos. So before nesuah, he's baideka. When is he baideka? If she's a basbir, so he'll be baideka. But if you marry a prusami basgimu, so even though she's a nesuah, he's not baideka. Another reason why Narusa does not eat trume, because maybe shematashke sachel v'achiyosel. That is also applies only if she's a basbir already, so then she stays by him. If she's not a basbir, he'll send her home to her parents. So might we have a gzeira of shematashke. So therefore, Tosfos says that from, that's how the Tosfos Rosh is Pshat and Tosfos, that from this Allah and Nises Lekai Necheles Betrume, that Nisuin is only Shaykh by a Bas Gimel, is no Shaykh as a role with Rav Shmuel. Could be a Prusami Bas Gimel is Shaykh Nisuin. No, the reason she won't eat Trume is because since she's a Lav Bas Bia, Leibodiklo, says Achshash of Simchum, and there's a chash of shematashke. Period. That's what the Taisus HaRosh is pshat in this Taisus. Now, let us go to the Gemara on 10 lines from the top on Daf Nunchesa Medalev. The Gemara wanted to say the machloikis of Rav and Shmuel. If yesh chupala psulis, ein chupala psulis, is a machlokes a hani tanoi. It's a machlokes of these tanoim. What is the machlokes of tanoim? The sanya. Nisu zu vizu ksheiris a psulis. Ksheiris and psulis married a kain. Oish nichnesu lachupa vlei nivalu. Oich leis mishaloi va oich leis betrumim. So a kohen married sheiras of psulis is oichleis mishalai veoichleis betrume. So the Gemara then says nichnasu chupa v'nivlo. It's also the same thing. So the Gemara says nichnasu. So the second case means that it was only chupa. Mechlal de nisu nishu mamish. It's speaking about it was mamish nisu. That can't be. How could it be nisu and they should eat trume? The psula should eat trume. He was she became a halola. Ela lav kigoin shenichnesu lechupa v'loi nivalu. Oy shenichnesu means kigoin shenichnesu lechupa v'loi nivalu. Uktoni oichleis mishaloi v'oichleis betrume. And it says, so after chupa they're allowed to eat trume. So this is a right that the Tanakama holds like Shmuel, that ein chupa lepsulois, that a chupa doesn't passel, and that is why she eats trume. And Rabbi Shmuel ben Noish, Rabbi Yechon ben Breikai, Mekosha biyosa machiloso, chuposa machiloso, Bechosha in biyosa machiloso, in chuposa machiloso, and Rabbi Shmuel holds that the chupah will passel her from eating trume. So the Gemara wanted to say the machlokes of the Tanekame in Rabbi Shmuel ben Noish, Rabbi Yechon ben Breikai is the machlokes Rav Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rav, and the Tanakama holds like Shmuel. That was what the Gemara wanted to say. Later the Gemara is matchit. The Hani Tanoi, let us see the top Tosfos. The Tanakama sova oichlis mishaloi, oichlis betrume. The ein chupa paisloso milachal betrume. Holds chupa doesn't passel. The ein chupa lepsulois. ורבי שמואל סובר דיש חופה. דקמא כל שאין ביוסו מאכילוסו, חופה נמי, פויסלוסו מן התרומה. That means that the chupa will pass, beer will pass, chupa will pass, after the ibas koyim. The I bebas Yisrael koma, the ein chupa machiloso. If he's speaking about a bas Yisrael, that the chupa is in macho, bola, the polik tanekam, lefi mashe pirashti, the masnisen ayri bebas koyim. That means Taisus had said that, that a bas Yisrael, a fellow rabbelezer, rabshimin hold, that you're not macho. So he has to be speaking about a bas koyim. So speaking about a bas koyim, some emele, so that's pshat. The Tanakama holds that the chupa does not pass all the bas koyim. Ein chupa lepsulois. And Rabbi Shmuel b'nei Shabbi Yechem and Broik holds like Rav that yes chupa lepsulois. Now Rashi had said pshat that the Mishnah is speaking about bein bebas Yisrael, bein bebas koyim. Ofim hashepeirish pekuntres bebas Yisrael nami pligi da ochlo l'rabo lozo v'rab shimen bagozman afilo hipsule yesh l'forish kan. So what is the raya from Rabbi Shmuel that it passes? Maybe it's not machel. Shemedagvik mi de makshine and chupa lo bi, ki de perish pekuntres, de mashme, she oise chupa ke bi, whatever bi it does, chupa does, so just like bi a pasel, so chupa will also pasel. Vim taima, of alkol ponim. Now, let us get back to what the Gemara said. The Gemara said that Tanakama holds ein chupa lo psulis, which means that chupa is not koinim. And Rabbi Shmuel holds that it's koyin in the pasels. In time of the Tanakama, even the in chupa lepsulois, am I oichlis mishaloi? So why is there chiyah mezainis? It says that a psule oichlis mishaloi, oichlis mishaloi, chupa v'lai nivula, oichlis mishaloi v'oichlis betchume. So why is it oichlis mishaloi? She's only in Arusa. There's no mezainis by an Arusa. The whole mezainis is only after nisuin. And you're telling me that the Tanakama holds like Shmuel that ain't chupa lepsulis. So if there's no chupa, so there's no nisuin. So where's the mezainis? Piyeshloime d'loigora mehagoazman. So Taisva says a chupa, even though it's not koine, it's not worse than a goazman. That means that after Agoz Man, when they were Keveya as Man Chasene, the din is when this man comes, even though he didn't make chuppe, he's mukhif to give him a zaynis already. So a chuppe, even though it's not koine, but it's not worse than Agoz Man. So the chiv mezaynis is not else the kinyan chuppe. It's not worse than Agoz Man. The oichles betrume. Aye, why do you eat trume? If she's not in the sewer, why do you eat trume? Even the nichnas alachupe, the lack of lemeiches, lemezigaskois, alasimpen. That means, even though halachically she's an aruse, but since there's no chshoshes, it was nichnas alachupe, so there's no chshash, lemezigaskois, and simpen. It was vodka, some meile. That's why he told it. Bim taima, the Tosis gets back to the Shaila. Dakati psulois amai oichlis mishaloi. I'm back to the first kasha. Why does psulois oichlis mishaloi? Why is there a chi of mizoinis? Va'amoid v'hoitze koi. Mizoini isla, kidamrinam bereish yesh motoris. There's no chi of mizoinis by a woman is mechuyiv to get. How could there be a chi of mizoinis? Which is amayir de kekash. There's no chi. If the bezin wants, he should give her a get. So say, listen, the yimachiv to give her mezainis. Bezin doesn't want this issue in ganzin. V'yeshloima de lektsodim ktoni. Oichlois mishaloi la'acha mise. V'oichlois betrume mechayim. Now let us just understand what Taisvis is saying. Let's the. Oichlis betrume mechayim, that's, Taisus explained, that she can eat trume mechayim, if ein chupa lepsulais, so you can eat trume mechayim, if labas Yisrael, can eat trume,
according to Rashi, the chup is in koine. There's no chashus of simpum. There's no chashus of shematashke. Fine. Okay. That's why it's tumme mechai. But Tais says, why is it oichel simsal? Why is the achiev mezainis? The why is the achiev mezainis? Amoid vahoitzikai. Where is the achiev mezainis? So Tais says laachemise. It's speaking about that he died. So Rabbi Kivege and Ebenezer simin nun vav is gimel. Is metame and Mataisvis is saying. He says, we have to understand we have a Meiradik and Taisvis over here. Taisvis is saying a Gevald of Chedusha. Number one, that Taisvis is saying the din, Taisvis said before, she's not in the sewer, why does she get Mezainis Pachlal? So Taisvis says, it's like Hagozma. You don't need to be in the sewer to get Mezainis. It's like Hagozma. So now, Taisva says, but, Agosman also, it's a maid vahitzikoi. There's no din of Agosman, but a maid vahitzikoi. So Taisva says, you're 100% right. In Kozman, he's alive. He doesn't give her one mezainis. 100%. A maid vahitzikoi. But the minute he died, now is chalachiv mezainis. Now, that means like this. Be'etzim, it's equivalent to Agosman. It's like Agosman. But the Hagos man is not Mechayiv Mezainis because we don't want this cash, this cash should continue. So we say, no Mezainis. Fakert will do anything possible to be Mevatel this issues. No Mezainis. So that is Kol's man, he's alive. The minute he dies, so there's no Averis anymore. So now we look at it, even though she didn't eat Mezainis till now, but now we look at it as a goaz man, and his mechuyev, the yorshim ha-mechuyev to give mezainis. That's pshat in Taisvis. Rabbi Kivege says, he doesn't understand, he says, since he never was allowed to marry her, so how could you say it as a din of a goaz man? When did this man come? I mean, Taisvis is saying two chedushim, here's a din of a goaz man. And a goz man is mechayiv mezainis afilu la'achem misas haba, which is a meirdik chiddush that the Rabbi Kivege found it in this Taisvis. But he says it's very mechudishtik to say it as a din of a goz man. That means that even though we're menaged this a goz man, we're saying about meid vaitzikah is a din of a goz man. And there's a chiv of mezainis. Now we say goz man is alive. He doesn't give mezainis. And afterwards, after he dies, there's a chi of mezainis. Now, let us go quickly over the next Gemara. We'll not learn all the Taisvus in, because many of them are negeya, other Gemaras and other Masechtas, which in Pshat and Nasugya is not negeya. But let us just see, the Gemara says as follows. Amalon Rav Sheshes, Banarino La'ainim Imasnisen, Yeish Chupa Lipsulis. Aces Rav Sheshes said that Yeish Chupa Lipsulis, in other words, we paskin like Rav, that it's shaykh to have a chupa with a psula. Vitane tune, and we learned, our Tane learned a Mishneh. Omen Shloisotisi, Arusa Nesuish Mereshav Maknusa. So the Gemara understood that this Mishnah means there was Kini and Stira when she was an Arusa, there was Kini and Stira when she was an Asua, a Shemere Shavam, a Knusa. Okay, so the Gemara says, Hai Arusa, Hai Chidome. What's the story by Arusa? Ilayma the Kani Lokshi Arusa. If there was Kini, Kani Lokshi Arusa, Vistatro Ki Ikshi Arusa, Vikamashka Lokshi Arusa, everything was when she was an Arusa. Arusa bas mishtayahi, and Arusa, there's no din hashka. Vahasnan Arusa vishmeret shavim loy shoysois voy neutos ksuba. There's no din shtiya by an Arusa. And Rashi says, because there's a loch of tachas ishech, that the whole din hashka is only by an Asua, not by an Arusa. Elo de koni lokshi Arusa, viistatra, not what the kini was when she was an Arusa. Then there was tire. Then he made the suin, and then the kamashkalok she nisui.
When after she became a nesuah, now it's tachas ishach, now it was mashka. So the Gemara understood, how did she become a nesuah? Mi bodki lo maya. So if lemaise he made nesuin after kini estire, so he was boil her, so she's also to him. Benitma, asaita shenistra is also labal. Is mi bodki lo maya, vasnan, vasanya veniko heish ma'ovain. Bizman sho ish menuke mi oven abay mayim boit kemes ishtoy. Ein ish menuke mi oven ein mayim boit kemes ishtoy. So if he made nisu in after kini estire, he's not menuke mi oven. Alla da koni lok shiru so bi statcho venich nes alo chupe ve loy ni va lo. Shma mi no yesh chupe le psulois. That was the Gemara Israel yesh chupe le psulois. Now, I'd just like to learn one taisvis, the benika ha'ish me'avayim, a small taisvis. Ve'im taima, so taisvis, the Gemara had a problem. How did she become a nesue after kini yestire? So the Gemara thought, if we'll say she became a nesue, he was bayala afterwards, so he's not menuke me'avayim. Ve'im taima, ve'nukme kegayin shabal leo b'shaydik. There was kinui. And there was stira, but he didn't know that there was stira. He didn't know. He was mekana. There was stira. He wasn't informed about the stira. So he made nesuin. He was boil her. And then later he finds out, you know, there was stira in between. He didn't know bechlal that there was stira. So he's a tzaddik. What do you want from this person? That's called menuke miyoven. And Taisa says, I'll prove it to you. Later the Gemara says that this Mishnah means, we didn't learn the Gemara yet, but the Gemara says later that this Mishnah means that it was kini and stire when she was on the sue. And that when it says, shaloisa tisi arusa means through Gilgul shvur. So Memela, she has to swear that maybe she wasn't Mizana when she was in Arusa. So Lachaira Taisvis asks a pertinent question. He says, if you're declaring that she was Mizana when she was in Arusa, so how could he be Mashka? So it comes that he was Boyla Saita. So he's not Menuke Meyavai. So Al Kochach Lechoshiv, because he didn't know about it. So just like he didn't know about this, so we see that a shoygik is called menuke miyavai. So Mamela, so over here, let's say it is speaking about also that he was a shoygik, is menuke miyavai. A small ha'ore, I'd like to be ma'ore. L'chayre, there's a tremendous chilek between if she was mezane be'eresin, or if there was stire after the kinui. That means like this. If there was stire after the kinui, l'chayre, he's a shaygik. He knew that she's not a tzadekis. He was masra her already. So that means if someone will tell him later, you know there was stira afterwards, he won't say, ooh, who would call him from such a thing? What do you mean, who would call him? You yourself a masra. An oinus is not called. It was something to think about, because he thought about it as a vait to be masra. So then he's a shoygi. So the chayre could be, we could say, that a shoygi is not called menuke miyavai. But over here, the Taisis brings a raya when he's megalgal when she was in Arusha. So there was no kini, there was no nothing over there. That means she was a tzadekis b'shas eiris. And later, after the nesuim, then later she is poshta ragla. Then lechayre, so it could be over there, she was an anusa. So over there, he didn't have to think bechlal that she was mezan. I mean, so therefore, so he's called an onus. That's called menuke miyavai. Mashain came over here. It's not called onus. Okay, it's only called shaygig. We'll perhaps come back to the scotch. I just want to finish the teretz of taisis. B'yeshloima dahoche, kiven de b'shas hashko yodeya shabola be'isa. אפילו בו לשויגיק לחושב מנוקי מאובן. אבל בגילגו שאני ידע בשעס השקו, מנוקי מאובן כרינם בי. דרך סכמר, I just want to say one word פשט נטייסוויס. The union of השקו הסויטה was a nice goalie. That means there was a nice goalie that Rabbein Shalom made a nice to be mevare if the wife was a soite, if the wife was not a soite. It was a nice goalie. Who could be zoiche to such a nice? A person who was menuke me'ovein. That means if he's menuke me'ovein, he wasn't poruts. Menuke me'ovein doesn't mean he didn't speak Lashon Hara. Menuke me'ovein means in bi'eis asureis, he's menuke for such a person will make a nice. Now, if he knows, after the Nisuin, he knows that he was Boil HaBe'isa, he found out that there was Stira by the Yerisin. That means after the Nisuin, he found out that he was Nichshol in Achet of Abiyah Asura, he found that out. So he is not Bekoyech to come to the Beis HaMikdosh to further the Muslimachan Anes Goloi. If he himself was Nirshal in this head. Now I'd like to be Moisef one Nikude. There's a Moiradike Goin in Mishlei Yud Gimel Posig Vov. The Goin says in Mishlei that a person will not be Nirshal in a Shoigig if he before was a Nirshal Bemezid. Ki Koshalto Ba'avoinecho. If you once did an Ovin Bemezid, so Memele, that's why it was Koshalto later. But Vakert, a person that was a tzaddik will never be nichshol in a shoygeg. So now, this person, now he found out that he was nichshol b'shoygeg in a b'yesure. So he's not menuke me'ovoin. That means that he's not, if I found out that I was nichshol in a b'yesure of shoygeg, so I'm not menuke me'ovoin of amazing. So Mamela, then he can't go and bring you, then he can't come to the Beis HaMikdash and say, Rabbeinu Shalom make nisim for me. For such people, we don't make nisim. Because you yourself were poruts in these inyonim, in Biyeis HaSureis. Masha Einken, when you make a Gilgul Shvuash Leisatisi Arusa, Sefaker, there he doesn't know Bechlau that he was Nichshol in any Yisra. He doesn't know Bechlau that she was Mizanya. So Mamela, then he can consider himself Menuke Miyovin. So he could come to the Beis HaMikdash and make a nest and a mevarer if his wife is a soit.